Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie Hake. I'm a registered dietitian, certified personal trainer, and my goal is to help you stop quantifying and start living. If you've been following me in fitness for a little bit, you know that some major news came out with one of the companies that I work for, and it's really been a lot to process. And so I thought today would just be a perfect time for me to share with you a little bit more about my background and my journey with fitness. And maybe you can understand a little bit about where I'm coming from, you know, what to do when you feel like part of your identity is completely taken away and completely stolen. And how do you move on with that? How do you move on when you feel like a part of your dreams have been crushed and it was out of your control? All right, on to today's show. What a whirlwind of a week it has been. If you guys are listening to this a little bit late, I apologize. My editing team is getting on me because I am losing all concepts of time and I'm trying to stay on it with giving you guys content and good stories. So today is a tough episode for me to record. And you know, really, I thought before I could really wrap my head around what's happening, maybe it would help if I shared with you and, you know, reflected about where it is that I've been to help you kind of understand where it is that I am and where I'm going. And I know that so many of our listeners are in the fitness industry and, you know, have considered taking a step to become a fitness instructor or a trainer or something, some sort of role where you're putting yourself out there. And what do you do when that all changes? So let's start from the beginning. Imagine little Katie, little 12-year-old Katie, exercising. I never really thought of exercise as exercise. I was really always into sports growing up, but never good at them. I was terrible. I played softball. I played soccer. I played basketball for a hot minute. If you ask my friend Mallory, we were the girls on the soccer team who wore like hot pink ribbons and hot pink shoes. And I vividly remember a soccer game where I actually went and picked up the ball and they were like, ma'am, that's a handball. So sports were not my thing. And it really wasn't until around late middle school, high school, where I started to figure out this exercise thing. My sister, she's a couple years older than me. She had a YMCA membership and I remember sneaking into group fitness classes with her because she was too embarrassed to go by herself. And so she would sneak me in the back with her and we'd take step aerobics and the body sculpting classes. And I just remember it was so much fun because it didn't feel like exercise. To me, it wasn't being forced to run laps like we had to do in cheerleading and softball. You know, it was fun. It was music. It was energy. It was a group of people, you know, that were young, they were old. And it didn't feel like exercise. It felt more like play. So I joined the YMCA and, you know, I'd go here and there and I'd run laps on the track. We would use it as almost a social space for us to go hang out with my friends and I, you know, because it was a common area, safe space for you to get dropped off by your parents before you had cars. And as I got more into it, probably around high school, I would say is when I really took exercise to the next level. I definitely remember there was a point where it became obsessive, you know, where I was saying no to social settings because if that meant that I couldn't get a workout in, right? Like if I slept in the morning and then, you know, went to school and then if somebody invited me for plans after school or, you know, later that evening, but I hadn't worked out, I would say no because I had to go to the gym. And this was before the time of calorie counters and Fitbits and Apple Watches, but I did have what's called a body bug. If you remember, it was this ugly, heinous tracker that you wore on your arm. It looked like a giant armband and mine was even bedazzled. My mom bedazzled it for me and it tracked your, you know, the calories that you expended and it gave you a space to log your food for what you put in. And it was super old school and you'd do it all for the day and then you would plug it into your computer at the end of the day and see where you're at. Like how really useful is that? Because it's not real time. So you don't really know till the end of the day. But anyways, so it was kind of within the same time. I'd say probably, this was probably after, but before that is when I discovered a group fitness class called TurboKick. and it was brand new to my YMCA. I remember the instructor, her name was Alyssa, and also my neighbor, my neighbor's mom taught it, and it was, you know, they had these crazy pants and, you know, this whole apparel line, and the music was like hip hop and dance, but also athletic and punching and kicking and sound effects. And I just remember being like, this is the best feeling ever. This is so fun. The room was always packed. I was the front row diva. Like every single week, I would not miss a Turbo Kick class. You know, so years went on, probably became obsessed with exercise. And leading into college, I decided, okay, well, I suck at sports. I'm just kind of okay at everything else in school, or at least that's what I told myself. But, you know, I'm really into exercise. I think this whole exercise thing is fun. And well, I like to watch the cooking show, so maybe I'll get a degree in dietetics and nutrition, fitness, and health. Now, growing up in grades or high school, my first job was actually in a small women's studio. I got paid under the table to watch kids and clean equipment and wipe down things. And I always remember just watching the instructors, and sometimes I would take a class, but, you know, again, this was before I could drive, but I just remember being exposed to that environment and just thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is their job. How fun is that? And there was one occasion where the instructor didn't show up. And, you know, so we're these like 15, 16 year old girls working the childcare. So we call the boss. We're like, what do we do? You know, the instructor isn't here. And she said, well, doesn't Katie always want to do something like that? And so I think we did bicep curls and jumping jacks for, I kid you not, 50 minutes. And that was truly my first group fitness experience teaching. So from there, you know, I worked at Jimmy John's and just always kind of had this work ethic growing up. And when I was applying that summer, applying into college at Purdue University, I figured, well, I got to make money. Like that was always kind of a thing for me, was that, you know, I'm one of six. We were never handed everything. Everything we had to work for. I was babysitting, working since the age of 12. And so that just felt natural. And so I saw that they were hiring personal trainers, no experience necessary. And so I told myself, well, heck, I love to exercise. I can figure this out. And I signed up and I went through they had kind of a prep course that you went through. It was almost like class. So after class, you met with this group and they went through the textbook and, you know, you had these little quizzes and things like that. And mind you, this is my first semester freshman year of college. There is so much changing in your life. There's so much happening. You're trying to digest and figure it all out and, you know, figure out your schedule. And gosh, everything is just so new. But I stuck with that course. And at the end of it, I took the exam. It was the American College of Sports Medicine exam, and I failed, like failed pretty bad. But I don't know. I just told myself, well, I've got to do this. Like, I don't know what else I'm going to do. So bless his heart, Chris Nosty, if you're listening to this, I will never forget you. He said, okay, well, Katie here, listen to this. How about you give yourself a little bit more time to study and then take it again? So I said, okay, I can do that. And so I studied and I took it again and I failed. And so at that point, you know, I'm this little freshman, but not really understanding the world at all. You know, he pulled me aside and again, bless his heart, just said, you know, Katie, I like you. I think you've got great work ethic. Why don't we get you set up with a job in the gym, in the rec center? And so I said, absolutely, sure, I would love to. And so I started the only shift they had. And I remember being so excited for it. I didn't even care. It was a 5 a.m. opening shift. So I'll never forget Priscilla, my roommate, my bestie, can tell you that she would hear my alarm going off at 4:30 a.m. in the snow in Indiana, still dark out, and I would crawl down from my bunk bed or my loft in my dorm. I'd put on my boots. I'd put on my ugly fleece, bright yellow rec sports jacket, and I would hike on over to the rec center, and I would clean equipment, and I would, you know, talk to people exercising, and I just remember I loved just being in that environment and just like helping people figure out how to use things and, you know, talking to them about fitness and wellness. And I just remember that being like the best thing ever. So time goes on. I'm working at the co-rec, we called it. And there was a group exercise instructor call out. And so, you know, I kind of thought about group fitness in the past, but to me, I thought, well, I failed this personal training thing, so I guess I might as well try group fitness. I did that at the Y. And I've been taking some classes. And so that seems pretty fun. I guess I'll go try that. And I auditioned. So they held live auditions. And another story here is that, you know, I'm getting out of my dorm room to go wash my face at 6 a.m. on a Sunday. It was something ridiculous that you had to be there for these auditions. And I look over and this other girl is also in the bathroom washing her face, clearly not hungover. Clearly, she is also getting up to do something. And we were going to the same thing. And now she's one of my best friends. So we went to this audition and basically you get accepted or not. And then similar to the personal training prep course, this was the same prep course, but for group exercise. And so we met, you know, twice a week and we had to learn the routines and we had to practice with music. And it was literally like taking another class. But I remember I just got so much joy out of it. And I would spend hours practicing for these fake rehearsals to teach a fake class to the group. And I feel so fortunate that Purdue offered that because I felt like that really gave me a foundation. You know, Michelle Whipple and Jenny Strickland. Jenny's been on the podcast before, and so has Michelle, of just pouring into us and really helping us to understand that it wasn't just fitness. And teaching in that community was something that really just showed me, like, gosh, I was able to learn from other people on the team. I was able to grow with a group of instructors. I was able to learn different formats and teach different things that were outside my comfort zone that I didn't want to teach, but it's what you did because you're part of the team and, you know, the end goal is the same. The end goal is to help people move better, feel better, live a more fulfilled life through fitness. And so I started teaching things in the water. I started teaching things on land, you know, weights. I taught cycling. I taught, I wasn't very good at it. I'm still not very good at it, but, you know, I could sub in a yoga class or a bar class or pretty much anything. I gained the confidence to step up and do it. And the very first time that I led my first class at Purdue was when there was an ice storm and Purdue hadn't closed school for like years, decades, and they had a snow day. And so Purdue had a policy that you could only teach or work at the co-rec if you were in walking distance on campus. And so I signed up for that and I said, okay, sure. And all the instructors couldn't teach. And so I had never led my own first class, but I taught three classes back to back to back because nobody else could do it. And from there, really, the rest is history. So fast forward a little bit. This is freshman year. We're heading into sophomore year. This was probably, what, 2011, 2012. And I went through a really rough patch. I probably wasn't hanging around with the best group of people. I, you know, was letting my academics slip, really to a point where even, you know, things were rocky with my relationship. Joey's my high school sweetheart. And really to a point that I will never forget that he said to me, you know, Katie, I think you're depressed. And I'll never forget that conversation. And I think that moment with him, God bless his heart, I'm going to cry if I think too much about it. But I just had this shift in my head was like, something's got to change. Like, I don't like the person I'm becoming. I don't like who I am. I'm not the same. Like, you're going through this weird transition of figuring out, like, what do you want in life and, you know, who matters and things like that. And so something switched. And at that point is when I had to focus on something else. And so I poured all my time, effort, energy into fitness. So, because I was officially teaching then. My first instructor training was a turbo kick instructor training, and I will never forget that. You know, taking that training, I thought, I don't really understand what this lady does, but I'm going to do that someday. But in my head, it felt so far away. And so fortunately, at the same time, I was blessed to meet Lauren. We actually joined the same sorority, but we were also both weirdly obsessed with fitness. And so she asked, you know, she started this Beachbody coaching thing, basically an online health coach, and was like, hey, you're into this. Do you want to do this with me? And I said, sure. And so really it was in, you know, 2011, 2012, where we started our business. And, you know, I think the great thing about Beachbody coaching for me was that it just opened up this new door of, you know, reading books. And there weren't really podcasts at the time, but reading books and watching webinars and just like focusing on all these positive things to change your life. So that became my focus. I focused on, you know, what kind of life do I want to have? What kind of goals do I want to have in terms of both my own personal health, but also, you know, with this degree, once I graduate, what am I going to do with it? How am I going to make the most of it? And So I spent a lot of time reading, going to webinars. You know, I think at this time started going to conferences, all these things like that. Applied for leadership roles within rec sports. I started presenting at conferences. And you can ask any of my friends at the time, like rec sports became my life. It's where I found so many of my friends, you know, many of them who I consider family now, I'm still in touch with. But it was a place for me to gain back control. And, you know, if you've heard my story before, it's I almost went too far the other way, right? I kind of became this obsessive with control in all areas of my life. So, you know, I was controlling the amount of exercise that I did, teaching multiple group fitness classes a day, super restrictive with what I was eating. And part of this, you know, I've never really disclosed this, and nothing against Beachbody coaches. There's so many amazing ones out there. But for me, it took me down a path of disordered eating because I was so hyper-focused on the foods I was eating, the types of foods, how much, when, and all these different things. And really to a point where now looking back, I for sure had some form of orthorexia or obsessive healthy eating. And throughout this time, something flipped where it was really when I came back from studying abroad, I had gained 10, 15 pounds. And I just thought, oh, there's got to be another way. And that was for me the turning point where I really started to go, okay, I don't have to be a certain way or look a certain way to be in the fitness industry. I need to just start listening to my body and do what feels right. You know, I'm just going to eat what feels good. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going to do the exercise classes that I love and make me feel good. I'm going to lift because I enjoy it, not because I have to. And that was kind of, you know, I think that's a whole other podcast, my journey there. But fast forward again to about 2014, 2015, I was getting ready to graduate and I was in another relationship at this time. And I remember partially, you know, why that relationship ended and is because I was so stubborn about my goals and my ambitions and my desire to move across the country. And I was also still in contact with Joey. That's a whole nother thing. But I was so stubborn about like my goals and what I was going to do. And then this opportunity came up to audition for Beachbody Live to become a master trainer. In 2014, I had actually gotten accepted to fly across the country to LA to audition to be in fitness videos. And I didn't get accepted, but I just remember being exposed to that environment and thinking, wow, this is a thing you can do. Like, this is so fun. I love it. Maybe one day I'll do that. And the opportunity ended up coming a lot quicker than I had planned for, than I was ready for. And so I auditioned in Atlanta. I flew to Atlanta. I auditioned where, you know, you taught in front of a bunch of people, you had to public speak. And mind you, I was still only, 21, 22 at the time. And I ended up getting accepted. And right then, my whole future, my whole everything that I had planned that I wanted to do in life switched because this became my focus. This master trainer thing became my new goal, my new dream. And so, you know, I ended up staying in Indiana partially because of my dietetic internship. That was definitely obviously important to me, but also because I knew at the time there were not many trainers in Indiana. And I knew there was a lot of opportunity for growth for myself as a master trainer to, you know, take on this so-called territory, for lack of better words, and really do something with it. And so, you know, over the past 4 years, I have worn a lot of different hats and I've done a lot of different things with nutrition and business. But the one thing that has been so constant in my life for the past 10 years is TurboKick. And it's one of the formats that was created by Shalane Johnson. It's a cardio kickboxing on steroids amazingness class. And I've been teaching that every single week, regardless of any season that I've been through, the shitty seasons, the happy seasons, the good, the bad, the ugly. That has been a constant every single week in my life for the past 10 years. This opportunity as a master trainer has allowed me to travel across the country. I've been in fitness videos. I've lost count, but hundreds and hundreds of fitness instructors in a variety of our formats. And so basically I've trained the trainers. The people that I've met is, I can't even describe it. Like people, it's a different connection. If you're in fitness, you get it. If you're not, you're like, I don't get it, but it sounds awesome. People that are vulnerable, people that aren't afraid to just speak what's on their heart, People that when you meet them, even though maybe you've only talked on the internet once or twice, you feel like family. And that is huge. And Monday, long story to get to this point, Monday, as I'm coming back from mourning the loss of my cousin who passed unexpectedly, I received an email that said Beachbody Live is shutting down all operations. The thing, the people, the company, the everything that I had poured my heart, blood, sweat, tears, like everything into for the past, 4 years as a master trainer, 4.5 years as a master trainer, but even more so before then, all the things that I had done leading up to that moment, it's gone. So they're no longer creating the videos. They're no longer creating the content. No more trainings. No more. Gone. Done. Nada. Zip. And so what do you do when something that feels like such a strong part of your identity is taken away? So this really took me a long time to process. That's why I'm not crying on this podcast right now, because I have no tears left in my eye ducts. I have been crying too much, too long for the past week. So I want to give you some tips, because maybe you've been through something like this, or if you haven't, you might. Or if you're part of our Beachbody Life family, you get it and you're going through it with me right now. Is, number one, you got to take some time to process. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to grieve over something that was and is no more. So take some time for self-care. Maybe that means going to therapy. Maybe that means skipping your workouts. Maybe that means sleeping more. I legitimately, on Tuesday, so this was the next day, I went and taught 5 a.m. a CrossFit type class. And I came back home and I went to bed for 3.5 hours and acted like nothing happened because I didn't want to deal with it. And I just needed to be kind of numb for a minute, and I think that's okay. I think that's important. Give yourself a cutoff, but take time to be sad and process and think about it. And then once you do that, you got to dust yourself off and you got to sit down with pen to paper and you need to reestablish your goals, because I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And now looking back, I can honestly say, I was so invested in this company, the people, the brands, the formats, the everything, that I wouldn't have quit. Like, I was so loyal. It would have been hard for me to ever step away, regardless of any other opportunity. And so look at it as a blessing. This is forcing me to level up, to dream bigger, to, for me, it was, I had goals to travel with the company, to present across the country, across the world. But now I've got to dream bigger. I've got to get outside the box. I've got to reestablish my goals. And, I think when we have that mindset of abundancy, you have to believe that only good and better things are going to come your way, because it will. And then the last thing I'm going to leave you with, if you're going through this or you can relate to any part of my, my fitness journey, is that remember that you are not your brand. You're not your company. You're not the thing. You are you. And what makes you you is your personality, your kindness, your energy, your heart, the way you talk to people, how you make them feel. Nobody can ever take that away from you. They can take away the name, they can take away the resources, but you still have you and all the many gifts that you were blessed with and that you've worked so hard to perfect. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If part of this pulled at your heartstring, or if you have questions, this was like a snapshot of my past decade. It's wild to say that, but past decade in the fitness industry. If you're feeling stuck, if you're not sure where to go, what to do, or maybe there's just a piece of my story that you relate to, reach out. I'd love to chat. You can always find us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour, or feel free to join our Facebook page. If you just go to Facebook and you search Fit Friends Tribe, request to join our group, and that's where we have weekly discussions about the episodes and really just a place to connect and for you to meet like-minded individuals who are also on this journey to find a more fierce version of themselves. Another way to show your support is to leave us a review. You can do it right from your iPhone or your Android, whatever device that you're listening on. Leave us a review, write us a comment, let us know what you think, because that is how we reach other listeners and we help find more people just like you. Thanks, guys. Have an awesome week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.